Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today we hear from Paula Kaplan. Paula has been a longtime volunteer with the Longview Symphony, the daughter of the Cargill family, and she has great memories of growing up in Longview. This is the second installment where she shares her memories of growing up in the city, specifically as it relates to the desegregation of schools and what she sees happening in Longview over the next 50 years.
The schools were segregated and at that time, and coming back here, I was pleased to know that they had been, well, shortly after we got back, I guess, they desegregated all the teachers in the schools, and then they desegregated the schools. And it was, basically, it's been a good thing for everybody. So, let's see, what would I like to see Longview do in the next 50 years? I would like to see better medical people here. There are good ones here, but I would like to see better ones come and keep coming, you know, so that we have, so our medical profession is very, let's see if I've left anything out of some of the things that were, children were allowed to roam the neighborhoods and walk to town, that's for sure. I walked to and from school, because I went to South Ward for the first, second, and third grade. Then I went to Campus Ward for the fourth, fifth, and sixth grade, because you went to junior high then. And so you had specific areas that were supposed to go to certain schools, yeah. But it didn't really, the school board didn't make you sign your life away and, you know, like they do now, you have to stay here. Mm-hmm. But it was more convenient for my folks to take us both in the morning to Foster Junior High, because that's where, there was only one junior high when I was growing up and when he was growing up in Longview.
For white kids.
But it changed after we got back here. So, and we walked home from school. I think that's about what I had in here. The things that I really like about Longview, I like the books that they have, the magazines that come out, Uniquely Longview and Locals Love Us. And I was a star over Longview back, I don't remember what year.
4 years ago.
It was more than that. It was 2011 or 14. Wasn't 11, but 2014 maybe.
Okay.
It was 5 years ago, because it was when, it was the same year that Zach died, one of my grandchildren. And I like the trees and the flowers and the birds, particularly my hawks, because they've gotten rid of my squirrels in my yard. And let's see, I was the campfire girls leader for all four of my girls. We have five children. So I was one boy and four girls, and I was the Boy Scout den mother for my boy, who got an Eagle Scout award, and he was in Troop 201. And I was on the Longview ISD Foundation in the beginning, and the Longview Parks Foundation from the beginning, and go to First Lutheran Church, on the Symphony Board and the Citizen Advisory Council to the Juvenile Board. And I, you know, those are just some of the things that we did, and we didn't do a whole lot because we were chasing kids all the time, going to kids' things. So our son, who was the oldest, played baseball, and Kathy swam, Julie twirled, and the last two were just in the marching band. I just finally said, and do you know what the youngest one said to me after she went off to school? Mom, I wish you'd have made me be more athletic. And I thought, oh, you got to be kidding. You would have told me no.